And now I've got with me a second new board member, or first, depending on which way they edit this interview into the show, Chris Hammond. Chris, obviously, start with congratulations. What's it feel like to be wearing that Access All Areas pass for the first time?
Well, thanks for the congratulations. It doesn't feel very different. I'm probably only going to go in the areas that I've always gone in, so I don't think it'll make a great deal of difference to that. But it was a really great experience getting it elected, and it was a proud moment, actually. I just need to live up to everyone's expectations now, really, and deliver. And I think from my personal perspective, that's about what happens over the next 2 years, not the next 2 weeks.
Mm. And what was it that made you want to put yourself down for this, as I just described it to Faz, this potential poison chalice?
Yeah, I think it's depending on your point of view, it's either a very exciting time to get onto the board or a very daunting time to get onto the board, and I prefer to look on the optimistic side of that and say it's a very exciting time. It's already been really clear in the first week, 10 days, that it's really, really busy, and Faz and I have arrived at such a intensely busy time that there's not really been that much time for introductions, inductions and that sort of thing, but I'm sure we're both old enough to cope with that, and we're not feeling left out. Just that everybody's really nose to the grindstone over the share offer.
Well, that brings me nicely to the next question. It's exciting times potentially to be on the board at the moment with hopefully the ground. Well, that's not counting too many chickens yet, but hopefully the ground on the horizon. So it's not a bad time to be on the board, I suppose, but busy.
Yeah, and it's not a bad time. I've done quite a lot of reading over the first week. It's one thing understanding the share offer enough to put your own cash in, but if you're going to be representing that in public and talking to other people, then obviously you need to acquire a bit of a deeper knowledge. Not that we're selling it or recommending it beyond the legal situation there, because we have limits on what we can do there, but you know, people have quite rightly got questions about it, and for some people it's an important investment, not just in terms of sentimentality, but in terms of their own financial situation. So I think you've got to know your stuff and be able to give out the correct information.
And finally, what are your aims for being on board? What are you looking to bring to it? Are you going to be the, as I would suspect, I'm not trying to lead on to anything, but the cool head around maybe some hot ones? I know, I think Faz might be one who like to bang a few heads together.
Yeah.
Without saying this any wrong, I can't see you being that type of, well, I don't know, you tell me.
I think it's interesting that Faz and I have been elected at the same time, because we discovered we had a lot of common ground when we were out talking to branches and people. But I think probably, from what I've seen so far, our approaches are very different. And actually, I think that's probably a really good package, because it's complementary. I can see a lot of issues that I think Faz would agree on in terms of transparency and accountability, and some of those have surfaced in various forms in recent times. Again, I don't think it's something you're going to solve in the next 2 weeks. I think it's going to be things that you're going to solve in the next 2 years, and it's about altering things incrementally, not...
So it's a long,
long-term
strategy.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay then, cheers Chris, and good luck with it.
Thank you.